This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, starting out the second hour of the weekend edition. We are now into KE Politics. We're starting out with one of my favorite politicians. I've got to know this gentleman I got to know him over the phone anyway, at least about 3 or 4 years ago. He is as honest as the day is long as a politician. He is incredibly successful. I tell you, if we had more Walter Joneses in office, we wouldn't be in the pickle that we're in right now. Congressman Jones, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, Al, thank you for those kind words, and I'm delighted to be on your show. There are a multitude of issues facing our nation, and we won't get to all of them, that's for sure, but I'm delighted to give you some of my thoughts as to where our country is and where it might be going.
Well, my friend, let me just tell you, they're not kind thoughts. They're true thoughts. Glenn, why don't you take us from here?
Well, Congressman, first of all, thank you very much for joining us on the show here today, and let me take you back 8 years ago to the September of 2008, to the financial crisis. It was in its full throat, and the United States government was $9.7 trillion in debt. And now here we are 8 years later, $19.7 trillion in debt, $10 trillion in debt later. Looking back over that period of time, give us a couple of ideas about what you think Congress did right and Congress did wrong, and the federal government did right and wrong to address the financial crisis, and what do you see coming?
Well, Glenn, to your point, I obviously, as you well know, I did not vote for the bailout of Wall Street. And secondly, my biggest concern is that the Congress itself does not seem to care about the Congress wasting money. And one of my biggest issues has been the absolute waste of life and money in Afghanistan. And nobody seems to care about it. I've used many times on the floor of the House in speeches that years ago it was said that Afghanistan is the graveyard of empires. And I further stated in these little speeches I give that I can see a headstone in Afghanistan that says USA. We keep pouring money down a black hole. John Sopko is the Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction. He's got a website, if anybody's listening and would like to go on it. It's called Cigar, S-I-G-A-R, Cigar, S-I-G-A-R. You'll get the same report that I get. He and his staff go to Afghanistan 4 times a year. Of course, there's only parts of Afghanistan that are safe for you to go into. But nobody in Congress, Glenn, they seem to care about the fact that we're spending billions and billions of dollars. A few of us in both parties raised Cain about it, but nobody's listening. It's really distressing. And we know that at a $19.7 trillion debt, and soon it'll be $20 trillion, we're headed toward a Greece situation. It's going to happen maybe even in my lifetime, and I'm an older man.
Well, as we talk about Afghanistan, if we can talk about it in the context of a lot of other things for a second, of all of other things that you just keep, you know, I guess Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And it seems like from Afghanistan to failed economic programs to failed spending programs to failed monetary policy, the federal government and the entities that are within it and associated entities like the Federal Reserve just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, hoping that somehow it will launch the economy. And maybe in this case, to a certain extent, there's a certain percentage of Congress that's viewing war as being a economic stimulus package. I don't know. Do your colleagues give you any sort of sense of when you focusing on Afghanistan, for example, do they give you any kind of sense of why it is they want to keep doing what we've been doing the way we've been doing it, or is it just blinders on and move forward?
Glenn, I believe it's what President Eisenhower warned this country about when he was leaving office. He said, beware of the military-industrial complex, and I have been very outspoken on the fact that the influence of money in Washington is more today than it was 20 years ago when I first went to Congress, and I'm seeing more and more of legislation get to the floor that's because of someone or some group giving money to the leadership of the House so that they will move bills. And that's why I, Glenn, you years ago were quoted in a D.C. paper, and you really gave me a lot of a very nice credit when you said, when Walter Jones goes to the floor, I do not know if he'll vote as a conservative, a populist, or a libertarian. And that's why I'm very, sometimes I'm very independent, meaning I, the leadership doesn't even whip me on the floor to say I'm going to vote, because they know good and well that I'm going to do what I think's right. And that's what upsets me about this Afghanistan situation, is that they want to keep, we've been there 15 years, we've lost thousands of Americans' lives, thousands have been wounded, and we know that half the country is controlled by the Pashtun, which is the largest tribal tribe in Afghanistan, and we keep putting money down the black hole, and it ends up in the hands of the Pashtuns and also those in Afghanistan's government who are crooks. But yet we keep doing it. I don't understand it anymore.
Well, you talked about trying to get a vote or not having had the opportunity to have a vote on a new authorization for use of military force. Everything going on in Afghanistan and Iraq and the machinations that are going on, whatever the United States is up to in Syria and Yemen and all those other places, are all the legal justification for that is being cited is the authorization for use of military force that was passed when George W. Bush got right after 9/11. And I think your position here at a decade and a half or more later, it's time, you know, that's sort of an awfully thin reed to be leaning on. With your colleagues, I know some of your colleagues on the Democratic and the Republican side of the aisle share your views, but are others just happy to have this not be dealt with and just let somebody else deal with it? Or what's going on in their minds?
Well, I think you're absolutely on target. What it is, we wrote John Boehner, of course, he's out of office. We've written Paul Ryan asking to let us meet our constitutional responsibility of a new debate, on an AUMF authorization of military force. And I think it's, quite frankly, is Congress not meeting its constitutional duty and rather for the blood to be on the hand of the president and not blood on our hands. Well, if you're going to send young men and women to die, then by God, you ought to have a debate.
Why isn't this happening, Congressman?
Al, I'm going to tell you, I think it's the influence of money. I'm in a lawsuit. I don't know if you know this or not, but I've joined Ted Lieu and some other outside groups to try to get to the Supreme Court on the issue of super PACs. Ever since Citizens United, and that super PACs didn't come from Citizens United, that came from a federal court decision in Washington, D.C., known as Speech Now. That was the genesis of super PACs. But I have seen that more, and both parties are guilty of this, more and more of the policy debates that happen or do not happen is because of the influence of money. I'm going to give you a quick example because the man's left Congress, and I thought the world of him, Ed Whitfield, was a congressman from Kentucky, big horse man, loved horses. He didn't own them, but loved them. He put a bill in a year ago that said these show horses, the Tennessee walking horses, if you're familiar with them at all, they prance real high. Well, the reason they prance high is because they put hot solutions under their hoof, and it makes them raise it. He put a bill in to make that illegal, and had 300 co-sponsors of the bill, and we never even moved the bill because the Walking Horse Association was able to raise a whole lot of money to give to John Boehner. They're the things that make me want to be in Congress, because I know good and well that I'm going to do what I think's right, and if there's a price to pay for it, then so be it.
Congressman, and guys, unfortunately we are out of time for this segment, but we're going to be bringing everybody back on for the next segment to continue this topic, because I think there is a lot more that does need to be said. So everybody stick around. We are going to be right back with Congressman Walter Jones, Glenn Downs, Al, and I.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Still chatting with Congressman Walter Jones. I'm going to talk right now not so much about some of the issues that we spoke of in the last segment, which was some of the military issues, but we're going to talk about the system of checks and balances that our founders wanted to exist in terms of federal government. I'm not really seeing that happen right now. You know, we have been chatting, Congressman, with an intelligence officer, retired intelligence officer, who was saying the checks and balances system under the current administration just does not exist. Can you comment on that?
Al and Corey and Lynn, I'm not surprised. I mean, but there again, I want to put this on the responsibility of Congress. I mean, whoever the administration is, whether they abide by the Constitution or not, is an issue. But who has the responsibility to be the checkmate? It's Congress, and we don't do anything. I mean, I really have gotten, I'm a lot like Ron Paul, I'm going to tell you. I've gotten to a point that Congress has neutered itself because we don't follow the Constitution. It's neutered itself because it's always thinking about how do we raise money so we can stay in power. And that's both parties, not just one. So therefore, whatever has happened in an administration, I mean, it's just like the British, after we went into Iraq the first time, they held a one-year review of Tony Blair going into Iraq, which was a very unnecessary war. And they came out about 4 months ago or five with the Chilcot Report, which I have. You can get copies off it off the Internet. I didn't have time to read it, be fair about it. I've read three pages, I think. But they did what we should have done. We'd had no more business going in Iraq than I'd do it trying to walk to Wyoming. But what did Congress do about it? I'm blaming both parties. Nancy Pelosi became the Speaker of the House. She should have said to Mr. Conyers, who would have been the chairman, we need to hold hearings to see if the Iraq war was justified. She did nothing, and certainly we've done nothing, meaning Republicans. So you're talking about the balance of power, there's no balance. There's just power in one area, and that's the executive branch.
You know, Congressman, we talked over the years, I know, a number of times about issues related to this. And one of the things that's to reinforce what you said, as situations like, take the Iraq or the Afghanistan situation develop, you don't see Congress exercising its war powers the war powers prerogatives under the Constitution that you just indicated. But there are other things as well. Like, for example, Mr. Obama's border decrees, you know, the Republicans stomped their feet and held their nose and made a lot of stink about they're going to do whatever it took to stop unconstitutional actions by Mr. Obama to just develop laws out of whole cloth that weren't there, or just to refuse to enforce laws that he didn't like. But at the end of the day, they didn't do anything, because some of the instruments that they have to do things with are other than just hold hearings, is to cut off funds. They don't want to cut off funds to anything because that might provoke some sort of a confrontation. And if there's a confrontation, they may not be able to control the debate. And if they can't control the debate, they might lose their office. So, and thus we end up having somebody like Donald Trump. Whatever you think about him, he's a reaction in many ways to the fecklessness of Republicans in Washington. Have your colleagues, any of your colleagues, more of them sort of gotten that aspect of things?
Well, Glenn, I think so, primarily in the primary, and some of the, well, we got many of my colleagues who are very out front on the issue of the presidency and the Republican, Mr. Trump. The problem is, what my concern is, that at the highest level of the leadership in the House, I can't speak to the Senate, but to the House, it's just like Mr. Ryan is like Mr. Boehner. He is going to be part of the problem and not part of the solution. Until you change the influence of money, you will never change Washington. If Mr. Trump wins, I would say the same thing. He needs to understand that the way we finance our campaigns, until we repeal some of these laws that have been supported by the Supreme Court and the federal courts, and try to reduce the amount of money, you'll never eliminate it. That would be foolish to even think that. But it's grown so much, the influence of money in the last 6 years, it's just been unbelievable. There's a book called Extortion. I don't know if y'all have heard about it, but it was written by Peter Schweitzer. In fact, I've got a copy right here, and it says how politicians extract your money, buy votes, and line their own pockets. And he gives examples. Of course, at the time he wrote the book, Boehner was the speaker, and Pelosi has been the former speaker. And so he's using, I mean, there are names in here. It's not any fiction book. This is a factual book, and I can say this. It's been out for about 4 years, and Mr. Schweitzer has not been sued by anybody.
Congressman, I have to say that I'm a finance guy, but I don't even think you need to be a finance guy to look at the numbers that are being thrown around in these super PACs, the dollar figures, and understand that they are just mind-boggling. And it completely eliminates the average citizen from, I think, even making any political donations in the sense that billions of dollars are getting thrown around. And unfortunately, that comes from some very, very large donors. Do you think that the super PACs are the biggest problem, or is there something even bigger that should or needs to be done?
I think, Corey, that the super PAC, if we can get this to the Supreme Court, and again, that's why this lawsuit's been filed, because it was a federal court that made the decision, speech now. We need to get this to the highest level, and then I think you're going to see the American people rally behind the fact that the super PACs are creating too much of the problem in our elections. They're pretty much, as you, to your point, they are pushing PACs. They're pushing PACs out of the picture. They're pushing the individual out of the picture. Because whether it be the left that's using super PACs or the right that's using super PACs, they're dominating. They are dominating the airways right here in North Carolina.
You know, it's really amazing just how important money has gotten to be in this whole situation. It is, you know, the old saying, he who has the gold rules is becoming very, prevalent and very, very common here in the United States. And I have to tell you, you know, to me, that just kind of represents the beginning of the end. Glenn, why don't you wrap it up for us?
Well, Congressman, I'd like to ask you just to prognosticate very quickly, looking down the corridors of time into the next year. Regardless of who wins the presidency, you have this tension within the Republican Party between those that want to maintain the status quo and those who want to upset the status quo. Do you expect that that will die down in the next Congress, or will that come right back up to the surface again, and how will that manifest itself?
Glenn, it will be an issue. There's no question about it, no matter who wins the presidency, because we in the House, there are only about 51 or 52 of us together, Liberty Caucus, the Freedom Caucus, we vote together, especially on the spending bills. And we only make up about 54 or 5 of the 425. But in the Republican Party, we're the minority, but we're not going to continue to let those lead the House of Representatives when all they really want to do is raise money and not take care of the needs of the people.
Congressman Jones, it is a sincere pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. It was a great honor to be on your show. I hope we can get a chance to do it again.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to KER Politics. Right now, Corey and I are chatting with two good friends of ours, Glenn Downs and retired Lieutenant Colonel James McKinney. Most of you have already been exposed to James. Jim is, for lack of better terms, one of the most knowledgeable guys after spending much of his career in very top secret situations. He has a highly classified ranking right now. For lack of better terms, Jim and I were talking last week about what's going on right now in this election. It is absolutely critical, in my opinion, that everyone understands that we are at a point in the history of America where the elite actually are above the law. And that is dangerous. It's dangerous for our country, and it's very dangerous, quite frankly, in this case, for the Democratic Party. Jim, elaborate, would you?
Well, sure. I just will briefly review the issues with both Clinton's server and the information that the administration has been attempting to protect. There's a lot of information out there in the internet now talking about what the Democratic Party is doing to protect their leadership. And the unfortunate implications are, as they do that, it's really reducing trust and faith in the justice system and in our leaders across the board. And it's getting probably incredibly detrimental for the future trust of our nation and those authorities.
When you say that, what's going to have to come out? Nobody appears to believe it. When you have the FBI, one of the most trusted organizations in the country, kind of poo-pooing this thing, what's it going to take to make people believe that Hillary Clinton actually broke the law and should not, in fact, be eligible to run for the highest office in the land?
Well, you know, I'm not the director of the FBI. I'm not a prosecutor, and I'm not justice, but I was formerly a special security officer. I went through training with the FBI's special security officer, and those are people who are specifically designated to control classified handling of classified information and protecting it. there's no question that there was, at this point, classified information. Whether it was marked or unmarked is irrelevant. Whether it was intended to be sent or unintendedly sent, those issues are irrelevant to passing classified over unclassified systems. And being a leader and the senior person responsible in the Department of State as the classification authority, which was the Secretary of State, Secretary Clinton, allowing that process to happen and then knowingly avoiding the systems, there's no question that she was outside of U.S. code and massive amounts of both, you know, either ethics and security procedures and requirements. So the fact is, that's not going to go away. Those issues are going to remain in order to, so for whatever administration comes into office soon, whether it's the Clinton administration or a Trump administration, people will continue to question those actions. And I think that basically puts the FBI and the FBI director in a very difficult situation where they've said, hey, she's basically was incompetent, but we're not going to hold her accountable for it. And that's very contradictory for a number of other people in even probably less volatile situations.
Glenn, let's get you involved in this conversation because you spent a number of years in Washington, and this whole issue with Hillary and her private server, did you see anything similar, or were there any instances when you were in Washington that had you concerned to a certain similar degree?
Well, Corey, it's like the George Orwell's book, Animal Farm. On the Animal Farm, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. So that's always been the case. It's always been the case that to a certain extent, a blind eye is turned to the powerful, and people who are less influential have had to frequently live by another standard. But you did see, for example, you might remember former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger was caught literally going into the National Archives and taking classified information and sticking it down his pants and trying to smuggle it out. And he literally got caught with this. He did not suffer the full brunt of the law the way, say, General Petraeus did, for example. But he did. Was ever a cop a plea, but he was punished. He did lose his security clearance, number of other things. This is, Jim had pointed out, this is another whole level of complicity where you had clear intent. You've got large segments of the various departments under the administration not taking action, in fact, coordinating actions to cover up and apologize for what are clearly illegal and improper actions. And then, disturbingly, you've got the Fourth Estate, which should be the press that's supposed to be another anchor against this sort of thing, a check or a balance outside the system of government, that is also seemingly part of this effort to cover up and excuse illegal activity. And most disturbingly to me, you have the Republicans who are control both the House and the Senate, who have admittedly only blunt instruments in their hands so they can deal with this, trying to have hearings but not really do anything, because if you did anything, it might provoke some sort of a governmental crisis, and they would rather try to hang on to the majorities in the House and the Senate than do anything with the majorities in the House and the Senate that might cause them to lose favor with people. So this is a real point of inflection.
You know, the question I would have, Glenn, for you, and also for you, Jim, purely and simply, for every action, there's always a reaction. Simple law of physics. There's always an end game in every decision-making process. What is the end game here? I don't understand it. I simply don't understand it, other than for the Clinton family to basically thumb their noses at the country and say, we are above the law. Jim, any other end game you can think about?
Well, I do. I just want to follow up and just kind of tail on to what Glenn just said and then answer your question. So with Congress, they can have hearings. They do not own the system of justice. That is under the executive branch of government. The FBI, the Department of Justice, the people that enforce our laws under our Constitution are the executive office. They're the ones that have to go forward and prosecute. Unless there's a special prosecutor identified and then go through that process, and then it's an open process that people understand, similar to the Watergate situation, they're not going to execute it. If you control, if this particular administration, which is clearly using the FBI and the Department of Justice and the IRS in order to protect political operatives and punish people that actually are against in the IRS cases, then they are safe to gain more political power. So the end game here for the administration is, if you control the key of power, which is basically the executive branch, which controls the justice, and that Justice Department is now being used in a political manner, then you basically undermine our system where an individual has the same or equal power to the government. And it's very, very damaging when it can go forward and you can alienate your political opponents. You can call them names, call them bigoted. You can, as the Justice Department recently did, they filed a charge against Peter Thiel, who and his corporation, because he wasn't hiring enough of Asians. Even though 40% of his workforce was Asian, 80% of his applicants were not. They filed charges against his business for that after his statements, after his speech at the Republican National Committee. That is apparently looks very clearly like political abuse of power.
No question about that. Jim, going to cut you off just for a second. Sure. We've got to take a real quick break for our station seat or airing this particular program. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with Glenn Downs, Jim McKinney, and Corey and I are going to ask some very pointed questions that I think only these two guys at this moment in time can answer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hey, welcome back. Corey and I are continuing our discussion with Glenn Downs and with Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney. We're talking about people being above the law in the United States. That clearly seems to be the case right now with the Democratic candidate. It's interesting, you know, what the Democratic Party did, for example, to Bernie Sanders, it was absolutely, in my opinion, 5 or 10 times as bad as what Nixon did in the Watergate situation. But having said that, let's get back to the concept of what is the end game here. We seem to be losing all reference to the Constitution, all adherence to the Constitution. We seem to be basically in a situation where America is at its very roots being changed in my opinion, a very negative sense. Glenn, why don't you start out with this one?
Well, Al, I think you might even be understating the case a little bit, that there has been a quiet drift in this direction where you have quiet in the sense that the typical person is not spending a lot of time thinking about it. But meanwhile, there are groups of people who are purposefully getting controls of the levers of power and now are exercising them. It's not, I think, a coincidence that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both studied under Mr. Alinsky there in Chicago. And the presupposition that a lot of people bring to the conversations like this is that everybody involved, while we have our political differences, basically agree to the rules of the road, that is law and the rule of law, the Constitution and the like. But it may very well be possible that, that while the veneer of constitutional democracy is still in place in Washington, the people who hold those levers of power have no fidelity to it at all. And the implication, of course, would be that if Mrs. Clinton does become president, clearly in the face of the things we just discussed in the last segment, it looks like the trend would not be reversed, but might be accelerated. You talked about that. I'll wrap it up here, but you talked about the Bernie Sanders situation and the fact that the Democratic Party was used, the levers of the Democratic Party were used to shut down, ironically, the democratic process and in some cases literally steal votes from Mr. Sanders, whatever you think about him. And a lot of that information that we know is the case now came via WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks strongly implied that this gentleman named Seth Rich, who worked for the DNC, who did data processing stuff for the Democratic Committee, was their source on that. And Seth Rich was shortly thereafter found dead, allegedly of a robbery, up in Northwest D.C. with a couple of gunshot wounds in him and his wallet still on him. So, you know, this is a group of people who, you know, if you just let the imagination go just a little bit, is really playing for keeps. And people may be underestimating these are liberals trying to do liberal stuff. These are power-hungry people who are willing to do whatever it takes to get control and keep control of the levers of power.
Jim, what do you think, that there is anything that the public can do? Because it does feel like a coordinated attempt by not only the Department of Justice, but also the mainstream media and some pretty powerful political parties. How can people take note of this? What can people do, hopefully stop this continuing trend?
Well, the most important thing to remember is for people to understand the balance of separation of powers and balance of powers in our Constitution. And the three separate but equal branches of government, the judiciary, the legislative, and the executive branches, should not outweigh the other. And what we've allowed to happen in America is people believe they look for a leader, and that's a natural instinct. We're looking for leadership. And then if that leadership is actually tipping that balance, you have to do something about it. And everybody right now, 7-8% of people approve of what Congress is doing? You've got to give them more credit. You have to be very concerned about the judiciary. So when you go to vote and you make a decision here in the next couple of weeks, you need to think about that Constitution and balance of powers and what the future means for us if, in fact, a leader is elected that has been using the Department of Justice and its executive powers in a way that undermines those other branches and makes them basically irrelevant. That's a very dangerous thing. People need to get out and get involved.
Yeah, it's not really hard to come to the conclusion that that's what's happening right now. What I find to be amazing, if you look at this whole thing, though, in a macro sense, we have potentially, as I understand it from what you're saying, Jim and Glenn, from all the conversations that I've had with you, with Congressman Paul, with Congressman Walter Jones, there is a major change unfolding in our country right now. Now, the question that I would have, and this is perhaps a little bit off topic, but not really, is why are the Republicans so damn ineffective? I mean, you can say what you want about Donald Trump, but you have to admit, in terms of a candidate, Mr. Trump does not show well. He shows about as poorly as anybody who I have ever seen run for that office. Any comments, guys?
I'll make a quick one. If you control the message, and what this administration, what the Obama administration has learned very effectively in a media tech, high tech world, is that if you can control the message, you control people's beliefs and knowledge. And that's what they've done very effectively. There is more and more information coming out almost daily about coordination, cooperation with major corporate media networks and their leadership in order to control the message. And when they control the message, it's the same as the propaganda machine in the former Soviet system.
Glenn, what do you feel about that comment? Because I would agree with Jim that the message right now is being very much controlled.
No question about it. As a matter of fact, it's the naked in their attempts. It's not even the facade of impartiality has been ripped off here. It's not even trying to make a pretense of it. Because I think that the establishment, quote unquote, has gone all in to stop Donald Trump. So whatever else you think of Donald Trump, he's got the right enemies. But backing up a little bit, and the question is, if in the course of, and this is what we're going to be deciding here in the next few weeks, if that this, despite the fact that you've seen, you know, the controlled media industrial complex putting out a narrative that is at odds with just basic truth here, there is a jungle drum network through alternative media, social networks and the like, where more and more of these sorts of things, the cumulative effect of these Hillary Clinton misdeeds and the lawlessness and the like is coming out there, whether the James O'Keefe videos, things like that. Drip, 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 drip. Now, the question is the body politic at large smart enough or could they care enough to weigh that into balance and say, hey, we're just not going to have that? And that is sort of the question. I frequently thought when I was on Capitol Hill, I came to believe that, well, ultimately, the American people get the system of government that they deserve. So here we are. We are now. All this evidence is being placed on the table, and enough of it is out there that people find Donald Trump crude, and they find him to be all over the board on positions. So, but whatever he is, he's not part of that. And if people choose the status quo versus a change, that probably tells you something about where the body politic is. And, you know, the Tocqueville has allegedly said, at least, you know, America is great because Americans are good, and America will cease to be great if Americans cease to be good. And the question is, how good are we? I think we might, if we get to the point where we just don't care about this sort of thing, then that tells you something right there. And one last point, wouldn't it be ironic if the left or the establishment, who has excused Mr. Obama ignoring laws that he doesn't like, and Mr. Obama creating laws out of whole cloth that aren't there because he wishes they were there and Congress won't give them to him, wouldn't it be ironic if, despite their rigged polls and whatnot, Mr. Trump actually pulled this thing off? And he said, well, I've got a pen and I've got a phone, and here are these laws that you have that I don't like. And where would their moral authority be to stop that man on a white horse that they don't like because they don't have fidelity to the rule of law?
Well, I know we're almost out of time. Let me just follow that with this. Therein lies the risk, the big risk. Right now you're talking about alternative media out there trying to get the words out. What is going to happen if the Department of Justice declares that Project Veritas, O'Keefe, broke the law? What's going to happen if Drudge is controlled by the FEC, federal, you know, the Communications or Elections Commission, because these negative towards Democratic principles? This negative is exactly the risk.
There's a lot of negativity out there. Jim, Glenn, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Guys out there listening, we want your opinions on this. This is important enough. Please send a link out to your friends. See what they think of it.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.